last week that the music and the scores this week were some of the most complex as a whole that the band has tackled. And I just have to remind folks that the band comes 6:15, 6 o'clock, opens up the music for the first time. Now, there was a slight departure tonight. They had 28 minutes of practice before you walk in. But other than that, it's all sight reading, and most of the music this evening is seen for the first time. Well, I'll tell you what, we say it every week, but it's because we mean it. Thank you, big thank you to all our sponsors out there that make these concerts happen. Please take a moment in your program to look at those folks, those names, those businesses. You see them, thank them, and acknowledge them as well. And remember the two additional standards of support, Bob Evans Restaurant and also the spot right there, downtown Sydney. Now we've got the Hymn of the Fallen from Saving Private Ryan, and I think Phil will set this up.
Well, thank you for being here tonight. This is terrific. I think it's one of the most challenging concerts we've ever done. And I apologize for keeping you waiting outside, but I'd really rather have you wait outside and come in and hear the real concert, because downtown when you sit there, we don't care. But in here when you sit here, you talk, and then it's very hard to rehearse. So you can blame me. But I think it's worth waiting for. Tonight, there's two selections that I'd like to introduce personally, I guess, and this is one of them. Hymn to the Fallen, we first performed 5 years ago in the Lehman High School gym. How many of you were at that 10th anniversary 9/11 concert? Well, the band's come a long way since then, hasn't it? But this is one of the first times we performed the Hymn to the Fallen. And it was written by John Williams for the movie Private Ryan. Now, I think we've gone through several months, and particularly the last few days have been just heart-wrenching, haven't they? And we certainly have a lot of people to hold in our hearts and to remember and to thank: our first responders, our soldiers abroad, and innocent people that just kind of wind up in the wrong place at the wrong time. So I'd like to dedicate this piece to all those people, and I'm going to ask if you would, at the end of it, to not applaud, to just hold those folks in your heart, and that'll be applause enough for us.